The Driver in the Driverless Car, Second Edition, completely revised and updated. Written by Vivek Wadhwa and Alex Salkova. Narrated by James Gillis. Preface to the Second Edition. I wrote this book with my good friend Alex Salkova. He served as the co-author and performed much of the research and writing. Alex is a long-time journalist and technology executive who's been a close collaborator with me on many projects. This book is as much his as it is mine. For clarity of storytelling, however, we opted to tell the book through the voice of Vivek. Many of these stories and thoughts are first-person accounts and are more appropriately written in the first person. Also, Alex doesn't remember the Jetsons. As you read the book, please consider us to be of one voice. Vivek Wadhwa. Preface. Not long ago, I was very pessimistic about the future. I was worried about hunger and poverty, disease, overpopulation. I believed that the world would run out of clean water and energy, and that we would be fighting world wars over scarce resources. Today I talk about this being the greatest period in history, when we will solve the grand challenges of humanity and enter an era of enlightenment and exploration, such as we saw in my favorite TV series, Star Trek. Yes, I grew up dreaming of tricorders, replicators, and androids, and wanting to be an astronaut so that I could join Starfleet Academy. Didn't all the people from my generation, of the 60s? At Stanford, Duke, and Singularity Universities, and now at Harvard Law and Carnegie Mellon, I have spent the past 8 years researching the advances in technology that are finally making science fiction a reality. It truly is amazing what is possible, as I will explain in this book. But have come to realize that reaching utopia will take vigilance and effort. Like the course of a game of snakes and ladders, our path is strewn with hazards. My research has made me acutely aware of the dangers in advanced technologies. These are moving faster than people can absorb change and offer both unprecedented rewards and unpredictable hazards. As a society, we can make amazing things happen, and the more we understand, the better our decision-making will be, and the greater the odds that we head towards Star Trek. Today's technology changes are happening so quickly and are so overwhelming that all of us, including technologists, can benefit from access to new tools for considering and managing them. I wrote this book in order to provide such tools because I believe in the power of choice and the greater judgment of involved citizens. My hope is that it will help you deal with the challenges that new technologies raise now and in the future. Introduction. It is a warm autumn morning, and I'm walking through downtown Mountain View, California, when I see it. A small vehicle that looks like a cross between a golf cart and a Jetson-esque bubble-topped spaceship glides to a stop at an intersection. Someone is sitting in the passenger seat, but no one seems to be sitting in the driver's seat. How odd, I think. And then I realize I'm looking at a Google car. The technology giant is headquartered in Mountain View, and the company is road-testing its diminutive autonomous cars there. This is my first encounter with a fully autonomous vehicle on a public road in an unstructured setting. The Google car waits patiently as a pedestrian passes in front of it. Another car across the intersection signals a left-hand turn, but the Google car has the right-of-way. The automated vehicle takes the initiative and smoothly accelerates through the intersection. The passenger, I notice, appears preternaturally calm. I am both amazed and unsettled. I have heard from friends and colleagues that my reaction is not uncommon. A driverless car can challenge many assumptions about human superiority to machines. Though I live in Silicon Valley, the reality of a driverless car is one of the most startling manifestations of the future unknowns we all face in this age of rapid technology development. Learning to drive is a rite of passage for people in material.